focus on things above.
Oh, yes, that's so important.
And it says the substance belongs to Christ. And we've got to look up, folks, if we're going to walk the walk of faith. But here in verse 16, one of the key phrases in the Old Testament, the old man said to the, Elisha mm-hmm. said to his understudy, now, mm-hmm. do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And then Elisha prayed, O Lord, I pray that he open his eyes that he may see the role. Excuse me. The Lord opened the eyes of the servant. He saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around Elisha.
Oh, praise God. And so we're seeing the army of the Lord ready to protect Elisha and his servant and the people of God.
Now, here's an important thing, folks. And I'll tell you, this applies to us today. Now, listen very carefully. Did those chariots of fire around Elisha appear just when the servant saw them? No way. They would have been there all the time. And see, when you realize that there's a great company of angels around you, you need to know that. That should be a very comforting thing for you, because they're sent to protect you and instruct you and so on. So ask God to open their eyes. Oh, Jesus, open my eyes that I may see the wonders of the spirit world that are around me. I want to see that.
That's right. And you can talk to angels just like you talk to the Lord, just like you talk to a friend. And we've seen already how Manoah talked to the angel, Abraham, how these mighty men. And we're going to go to Isaiah right now before we go into Ezekiel, which gives a really wonderful description of the seraphim. And I'll tell you, Darren, what you have taught me about angels is just priceless, and especially since I am a mother and a wife, when you're gone and I expected you home an hour before, I asked the Lord to send his angels and send your angels to you and make sure that they're protecting you and surrounding you.
Now, just a minute. Are you really praying that, or are you saying the angels to get me to hurry up and come home?
Well, a little of both.
Is your concern that I be safe or that I get home?
That's right. But with our children spread all over the United States, and I know so many of you have grandchildren and children and mothers and dads and brothers and sisters and partners all over the United States, you can call on those angels to go and protect them in Jesus' name. It's
exactly.
Wonderful.
Now, one reason we're giving you a rather extensive background in this series here, Angels Among Us, is to tell you that those angels are ministering servants for you. We're going to go into more of that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we just can't be with our kids all the time.
That's right.
They got to get on the school bus, or they got to get on the city bus, or they're going to go into a school. And, you know, honestly, we don't know what all they're going to face during that day. But it's a great comfort to know that angels of God can go with our children.
That's right. Praise
the
Lord.
That's a wonderful thing. Well, Isaiah 16,
oh,
Barb,
great prophet.
Talk to us about this. This is a wonderful explanation. And it carries over even to the book of Revelation. But we'll talk about here in Isaiah 6:2.
That's right. This was a prophet that sacrificed much, Darren, in order to tell the people of God that they were sinning. And he came to appear before the people of Israel, as did Ezekiel, to tell them they were into gross idolatry and to change their ways, which, of course, they didn't. And we know they had to be taken into Babylon. But here Isaiah, in Isaiah 6:2, right after King Uzziah's death, and he was a cousin of Isaiah, so we know that Isaiah was in mourning, he was in sorrow, and a seraphim. Now here's a word, seraphim, and you say, what's a seraphim? Well, that is of the highest order of the angels, and I got that from Noah Webster, who's a mighty man who wrote Webster's Dictionary.
Mighty man of God.
Mighty right. man of God, yes, he was. And these were angels of the highest order, inflamed with holy zeal. They had direct orders from God to tell these servants on the earth what God wanted them to do. So here in Isaiah 6:2, we see a seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two they covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. So this is where a lot of people get the idea of wings, because these seraphim do have wings, six on their bodies. And they stand as men, they stand as human beings, but they do have wings. And one called out to another, saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. We see here one of the purposes, and the major purpose of angels, Darren, in all the word, is to glorify God, is to say, holy, holy, holy.
You know, and I love it when we get over in the book of Revelation. Also,
yes.
There's a repeat of that. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
That's right.
And they are continually before the throne of God, praising and worshiping God. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, it's an awesome thing when we get to see into the spirit world and we can do that. But you've talked about, and Barb, I have to tell you, I've learned about some details from you about the seraphim and the cherubim. Talk to us about that.
Well, in Genesis 3:24, we see where the cherubim guarded all mankind from getting into the Garden of Eden and eating of the tree of life, because after we'd sinned, if they would have eaten of the tree of good and evil, they would have never died, and they would have gone to hell. And so this angel stood guard, and he was called a cherubim. Now, this is not of the high order of seraphim, but they are still an order of angels. So we know that there is a mighty network of angels out there, Darren, each having their own purpose, own responsibility. It's like an army. It is a true army. They take orders, they give orders, they go out, and they do what God has purposed them to do.
Now, I need to tell you that there was a rebellion in heaven, and Lucifer was ahead of that. And he was head of praise and worship, by the way, and he got cast out of heaven. Mm-hmm. And he took a third of the angels with him, which was a tragedy. But two-thirds of those angels that God created are still serving us.
That's right.
And serving the purposes of heaven, and that's good news.
That's right. Now, from this word cherubim, I believe we've gotten a wrong idea of angels, or maybe even a misrepresentation of angels, because we see a lot of little baby angels on cards and on stationery and on calendars, and they're little cherubs. Well, I see nowhere in the word where these are weak little baby angels. I see angels as mighty ones of God, flames of fire, wind. I see them as very strong beings. And I know, I remember the story that Dustin, and how he came out of Sunday school and he said, "Grandpa, I saw an angel." And he was only how old?
He was only, well, probably three.
Three, very, four. Okay.
He was really tiny.
And he said his angel was as high as he was. Right. Well, I believe that. I believe that there are short angels there. But I cannot believe that they have this wimpy look to them, as we see sometimes on these cards.
They don't look like little China dolls, what
that's
you're saying.
That's right. That's right.
And I believe that the artists, you know, have really tried to, you know, render something that for people's imagination or whatever. But, you know, it really doesn't matter. These angels are mighty in strength, performing
they
the
are.
Voice of God's word. It tells us that in Psalm 103. And I'll tell you, I'm excited to know more about angels and the spirit world, because that's my world.
That's right. That they are in our world. They they have come from their world in the heavenlies, in the spirit world, into our world. Oh, Darren, that just excites me
much. Let me just retreat a little bit to Genesis 1:26-28. God said, "I'm going to make man in my image and likeness, and that's man that I'm creating is to rule, subdue, and dominate the earth." Now, earth isn't always interpreted as just as this physical planet that we're standing on.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that also encompasses what's involved here with the earth. I mean, we can't just separate the earth from the air we breathe and the spirit world around us. I believe we have to be knowledgeable so we can take dominion and give some orders and rule, subdue, and dominate. And to do that on planet Earth, you've got to understand the spirit world.
That's right.
Another reason why we're doing this Angels Among Us teaching.
Amen. And every time, Darren, these men connected with the angels, with the spirit world, it seems like they were strengthened, they were empowered, they were able then to subdue and dominate the surroundings around them. So these angels help them. They really do. Well, we see here in Isaiah 6 that the actual floor on which Isaiah stood shook with the sound of their voice and their authority. And the angel said to Isaiah, "Behold, this burning coal has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven." You say, only God can forgive. Well, it looks here like the angel came with a message from the Lord, and he gave this message to Isaiah personally. It wasn't the Lord, it was the angel that said, "Your sins are forgiven, and your iniquity is taken away." And the angel brought the message that Isaiah is forgiven of his sin. I don't understand all of that, but I know it's the angel that brought that message.
Now, I believe what he brought was the anointing of God, the power of God to complete this transaction of forgiveness.
Yes.
And Isaiah was forgiven because, you know, he was a man of unclean lips.
That's right.
And God forgave him.
That's right. Well, these mighty seraphim, we're going to study later on in this teaching about in Revelation how they exclaim, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And these seraphim, their main purpose, and one of their purposes was to transact with men, but their main purpose was to praise and worship God. And